Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions, and my guest is Manuel Cidre, and we're talking about the challenge in education, which is an area and a topic that I'm very passionate about. And we have to go through both pre-kinder all the way through the university system. What do you see as the biggest challenge in terms of turning this over? It's going to take us 5-10 years, long time. We can't do this overnight. What do you think is the critical 1-2-3 step that we should take in terms of trying to fix our educational system, which everybody in Puerto Rico is in agreement is the essence, the base of our future? How do you see this?
Very simple steps. Number one, name the secretary for a term of 12 years. Second, educate the teachers. Actualize the teachers. And third, municipality of schools.
You think the municipalities can do a better job?
I'm a strong believer. Okay. By the way, I know, not said by the politicians, said by Microsoft, that Santini in San Juan have one of the biggest, the best schools in Puerto Rico. In San Juan. In Guaynabo. In Juan Domingo. One of the best public schools in the system. Yeah, live in Guaynabo.
I had Ana Maria.
Ana Maria.
She just sent me an email yesterday. Okay. I had her on my program.
She's the best.
And listeners have heard. She just expanded to 25 schools, and she's in heaven, she's so excited about that.
So imagine that you, as a mayor, can promote your town as the best educational spot. You can charge more for cream or more for taxes. Sure. And you're going to pay.
Yeah, in the States, if you move one block, it's this school versus that school.
Because it's incredible, the
difference.
We have the raw materials, the students. Puerto Rican students are very smart students. They are very intelligent students. But if you don't give them the right things to learn, it's difficult.
Right.
It's difficult.
We have a challenge.
The secretary for a term of 12 years.
Take the matter out of politics.
With a board, like a trustee board, that looks the strategy of the department
long-term.
And the public policy to long term, you're going to change.
Right.
And then moving with the teachers,
paying them well.
You know what we need,
George? Level.
We need politicians that thinks more than 4 years.
Right.
Stake politicians.
And I think that happens both economic development, educational, and everything else.
Of course.
Bueno, pues, we're running out of time, or at least I know that I have pulled so much nuggets of information from you.
As I said, one of the best experiences in my life.
Well, thank you very much. I know my listeners are getting tired of this closing, because I say to all my guests, but I really believe it very much. I think there's so many great people in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
I think we have these great people. They're not out there known to the general population. Yeah. And people like you, if we had 500, 1,000, 1,500 Manuel Cidre is out there doing their businesses, developing people under their wing, and helping in the philanthropic, the civic, the educational area with all the interests that you have and the passion you have, we turn this around in 10 years and we'd be number one.
You remember what I said when I opened my first bakery? Train and replicate.
Right.
We have to
do that with schools.
One small war and then replicate.
Right. Right. So Manuel, I know you have tons of challenges ahead of you as your business continues to grow, and you're exporting and collaborating with a lot of things.
And so thank you for practicing my English. Jesus Christ. Jesus, I have to practice a lot.
Well, your English, English is great.
So
good luck to you. And,
thank you.
And we'll look forward to working with you in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez. You're invited to join Jorge and his guest each week at 8:06 Saturday morning, 2:06 Monday afternoon, and 6:06 Friday evening.